I think that you lost a part of yourself that you're not going to get back.
I think it feels like you lose, for me, like your whole self, and you don't know how to get it back. Like you don't know who you are anymore. So it's like you're grieving the person that you were.
Like your entire thought process about how you went about your life almost has to change. The way that you go out, the way you leave the house, just even being in the grocery store is different. Being more aware of your surroundings and having to reprogram your brain.
Yeah, for me, there was a self that I lost that I was never going to get back. There was like a person who was there that was gone. It was like a death, and having to grieve that person and then sort of rebuild a new person from the ground up. And I'm still in that process.
Yeah, same here. It's like you wonder if that process will ever end or how long it's going to be until you figure out who you are again.
I asked psychologist Mandy Mount about this. She runs the Sexual Assault Resource Center at UC Irvine.
There's a real shift in worldview that happens for people, which is can be part of what people are experiencing when they talk about losing the self that they felt connected to earlier, right? It's that sense of safety in the world, safety in their body, safety in their relationships, in part, that gets challenged. And there's a sense of loss that goes along with that. There's a grief in losing a sense of security.